Blog Talk Radio.
That is designed, I like to believe, by the Most High to get you to understand him, because it appears to me, my fellow students, brothers and sisters, that people don't understand the Most High. And this next book we are about to approach some of you call it numbers, but its Hebrew name is quite different. It's Bar Mitzvah. And you will find that and get some understanding. The Most High is particular in your approach, in every facet. He leaves no chance for you to have to make a mistake. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to do it by chance and a happenstance. You just have to follow the procedure, the code, codification, and orders. You see, we have been told by this Western Hemisphere that you can do whatever you want to do, however you want to do, and it's going to work. The only thing you have to say, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, I'm sorry, and go right back to doing what you used to do. It simply doesn't work that way, brothers and sisters. You know, some of you, let me put it into a understandable system for you can understand. You know, when you caught by the popo in the hood, you know how you talk in the hood. Hey, man, you better not do that. You know the popo will get you. You know, these folk don't play. Now, if you think human beings, the popo, don't play, wouldn't you suspect your creator is much more harder on you? Come on, now stop being so silly. You know, as Neely Fuller Jr. says, and I have to concur with him, we are serious about silly things. Every silly thing. We're serious about silly things. And silly about serious things. Oh, man, I ain't got no time for that. Yeah, I'm suing that country. Man, they too serious. I ain't got no time for that. I got more, much more important things to do, which is a whole lot of nonsense and a whole lot of nothing. Oh, it's true. It's so, so true. We are. That's why this study session has been put together, so you can understand your creator from a bird's eye view. You can get some understanding as to the do's and don'ts and the wins and the when not. You ain't got to figure none of this out. Unlike what you have been miseducated to believe, you got to go by the seat of your pants. No, you ain't got to go by the seat of your pants. You can get your behind in some hot pants. You keep going by the seat of your pants when it comes to the creator. He don't play that. It's true. So you got to understand this. And this book, the so-called Numbers, will give you some perspectives. The Most High wants you to move when he said move. Sit down when he said sit down. And don't say nothing when he don't supposed to say nothing. See, a lot of us, unfortunately, think we can say whatever we want to say, however we want to say, whenever we want to say, and it will suffice. I can be the spokesperson for the Most High. I can say whatever on my mind, and that's what the Most High says. No, it is not what the Most High says. It's called leaning to your own understanding. That's what that is. So that's why these studies are paramount and important for you. Kotria and I, we try to do due diligence in our studies and present you the Most High way, not Kotria's way, not Yamsu's way, but the Most High way. That is your own solution to all what ails you. Consider what's going on contemporarily speaking in this Western Hemisphere. See, some of you are distracted by Donald Trump and his cohorts. You're simply saying, will we get Trump out of there? Oh, Lord, if it's going to change everything is going to be everything. Is it going to be a wonderful year? It's going to be a year of jubilee. What Trump and his cohorts is indicating to you, they're simply the canary in the mine. Get out. Oh, it is true. No. See, you can't blame Trump. And you can't blame his cords. What does that say about his supporters? The mind is poison. Get out. That's all Trump is saying to you. That's all what is being indicated to you, because you're being distracted and you're just focusing on Trump and his cords, the senators and the Congress people. And you simply focus on him. You're not focused. The mind is poison. The daughter of Babylon is poison. Get out. It's true. All right. Let's get started in our studies. Let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, Israel. Shalom, family. Shalom, brother Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you, too.
Yes, sir. I see you fine human and everything. Got that Yitzchak going on.
Yeah, I do.
Like you said, the situation is serious. Babylon's falling apart. And now comes the Daniel moment. Who you going to trust? You going to trust the people you can't get no justice from, or you going to trust in the words and in the Most High? Because everything he said is accurate as far as we are concerned and so far as our history is concerned. So it's time to make that choice. So a lot of people going to get caught out there because they depend and rely and have hope in the democratic system. And we see that it's rapidly falling apart. You ain't got no principles. This guy is calling up Georgia to get the judge.
Hey, I knew you New York fellas were some gangsters, man. Y'all real gangsters. Y'all lean on real hard.
Don't put me in that you all, because
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, my bro.
I'm not a gangster. I'm not a criminal. I've had a hard time walking the path of righteousness in New York City. And I'm sure Sister Abby Yaka can testify.
I'm sorry, Abby. My bad. I'm sorry, Abby. I'm sorry, Cartier. You know, I wouldn't talk about y'all. I'm talking about the mother folks up there. And I'm not talking about our brothers and sisters that's putting in work for y'all and love y'all and understand what's really going on. I'm talking about some of them walking dead folks up there. And they down here too, Cartier. They down here too.
Everywhere. Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We say universal white racist supremacy is very effective.
It's effective. It's the most effective government in the universe.
They run a thing.
Man, they run a thing. Let's keep it real now. You know,
they got the Most High servant subjugated. The servants of Yah don't even know who they are, where they come from, where they going, where they been.
And truth be told, they ain't trying to find out either.
Well, they ain't trying to let us find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're keeping us distracted with every other thing except finding out what's your roots. So we like tumbleweed.
Exactly.
You rolling with the wind. You ain't grounded. You ain't planted because you don't know your roots. You like tumbleweed.
You're right. That's a good point.
Where would the wind blow?
Yeah, tumbleweed. Good point. Tumbleweed. I like that, Cottrell. I'm going to use that one sometime. But I'm going to give you prop for the one I got it from. I'm going to say, Cottrell said, I don't try to take nothing from nobody. I said, Cottrell said something about tumbleweeds, and we're certainly like that. I don't try to take nothing
from nobody. I'm from New York, man. We don't know nothing about tumbleweeds. Don't be throwing that on me.
But you just said tumbleweeds. We like tumbleweeds.
I'm playing with you, man. You're supposed to know more about tumbleweeds than me.
Well, they said that down in Texas. They said it down in Texas, country, a tumbleweed.
Yeah. A tumbleweed ain't rooted, right?
It ain't rooted. It ain't rooted.
And it's just a weed.
It just blow along any way the wind blow, country. Any way the wind blow.
Yeah, man.
That's it. That's a good point you made, country. Good point.
Uh-huh.
All right, country, we're done with the commentary. Let's get into the first book. Bar Mitzvah. So
Bar Mitzvah.
Bar Mitzvah. Okay.
Mid speech.
Right.
Mid shot.
Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Bar Mitzvah. Y'all ready?
So in the wilderness.
Bar Mitzvah. Let me give you a few seconds.
Journey to the wilderness.
Yeah. what? Now, say it again, Cottrell.
I said a journey through the wilderness. Because we was at Mount Sinai. Y'all talked to us. He just escaped Egypt, and he spoke to us. Now he's giving us instructions on moving forward.
What I say, Cottrell, the Most High, you ain't got to figure nothing out. You just got to follow instructions.
There you go.
And the first day of the true, and the first day of the second month, and the second year after we left Mizraim, following the exodus from the land of Mizraim, The Elohim, the Almighty, spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of the meeting, the tent of the tabernacle, saying, take a census of the whole Israelite community, and the particulars in that census by the clans of its ancestral house, listening the name of every male.
Excuse me.
Every male.
Excuse me. We didn't have clans. We had tribes.
Tribes.
So you see how they play with the English language, right?
Okay.
They have Ku Klux Klans.
Yeah.
We come
That's right, country. You sure right. I'm sorry, Carl. We don't need to be no Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, tribes. A very ancestral house. Listening the name of there's particulars how this census must be executed. Listen the name of every male, head by head. You and Aaron shall record them by their groups. From the age of 20 years old up, all those in Israel who was able to bear arms was in this census. Not everybody, just the arm-bearing males from 20 on up. Associated with you shall be a man from each tribe. You need a help. You need help. You can't do this all on your own, Moses. Shall be a man from each of the tribes, each one of the head of his ancestral house. And the Most High told him which man to pick. These are the names of the men who shall assist you. You ain't got to figure nothing out. I already know them. From the tribe of Reuben, Elisha, son of Shedeur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shelumiah, son of Zurishaddai. From the tribe of Judah, Nahshon, son of Amishadai. From the tribe of Issachar, Nethel, son of Zuar. From the tribe of Zebulun, Elah, son of Elon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Lishamah, son of Abmekud. From the tribe of Manasseh, Gamaliah, son of Paduza. From the tribe of Benjamin, Abidan, son of Gideonah. From the tribe of Dan, Ezia, son of Amishadai, man them names. From the tribe of Asher, Pagiah, son of Ochran. From the tribe of Gad, Elisapha, son of Duoah. From the tribe of Naphtali, Ahura, son of Enan. These are the elected by the Most High of the assembly, the chieftain of their ancestral tribes. They are the head of the contingent of Israel. So Moses, go ahead.
My book said these are the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands in Israel.
Okay.
That's how my book
I think that word is the word you're using from your interpretation is much more correct. Princes of the tribe. Princes of each tribe that was selected by Yah and told
how many was there?
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
How many we got now?
We don't have any. I mean, the Most High picked these, chose these men.
Yeah, and it was only 12, actually.
Right. Okay, let me count again. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, all right, I got you, Contra. Okay, y'all ready? Those are
only 12.
Only 12. So if you're trying to make yourself one, the Most High chose these men. Okay? So if you're trying to call yourself one, the Most High chose these men and presented them to Moses, saying, you need the assistance of these princes, of these tribes. Okay?
And they represented everybody in your tribe.
Exactly. Everybody in your tribe understood your role. And if you're calling yourself something and nobody in your tribe, because you don't even know your tribe, let's be honest about it, don't even know who you are, and you're going to present yourself as something, these men were presented to Moses and Aaron by the Most High. And their tribal members knew who they were and humbled themselves to these men. It's quite different now, some of you so-called princesses. And I do say so-called. Those are the elected of the assembly, the chieftains of their ancestral tribes, because they knew who their tribes were, and the tribe knew who they were. They are the heads of the contingent of Israel. They were the princesses. So Moses and Aaron took those men who were presented to them by the Most High, who were designated by name. And on the first day, they were designated by name.
So I broke down their names. Mm-hmm. We could do that afterwards, unless you want to do it now. What do they mean?
Let's do it now. Break it down like we're 4 years old.
All right.
Right.
What's the first name?
The first name was, let me put my glasses back on. I thought I was going to get a breaky, but you ain't going to give me one. Elizur, son of Shadio. Elizur. Okay.
Elizur. It means Yah is my rock, or my rock is Yah. Eli is my powers. And we know that the powers they talk about is Yah. Elizur. And his father's name was Shedu'or.
Right.
It means to cast fire.
Okay, all right. The second one, okay, from the tribe of Simeon, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. Well, close to it. You'll give us the better pronunciation. So, who was he for the tribe of Simeon?
Well, Simeon, it means herd. Zurishaddai means my rock is almighty. Shelumiel means friend of or peace of Yah.
Okay, good, Katria. The tribe of Yehuda, Nashon, son of Amishnadab.
I didn't get Nashon.
Okay, what about Amishnadab?
I didn't get Amminadab either.
Okay. Askar, that Bethnel, son of Zuar.
Okay. Zuar means small or littleness. So he must have been a little man.
Right. Okay.
Nathaniel means given of the Most High.
Okay.
And his father from the tribe of Issachar means recompense. Judah means praise. Yehuda means praise. Reuben means to behold a son.
Right.
Reuben means to behold a son. Simeon means heard. Judah means praise.
Okay.
Issachar means recompense. Go ahead.
From Asher. Oh, no. Okay, we got that. From Zebulun, Eliphaz, son of Helon.
Helon, the father, means strong. Eliab means my father is Yah.
Okay.
Zebulun means exalted.
Okay, good. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elisha Amar, son of Amihud. Okay.
Amihud. My kinsman.
Okay.
My brother. Eli Shama, the Most High hears me. Shama. Say Shema Yisrael, hear Israel. Eli my God, my powers, my Elohim, Shema, here.
Okay.
Ephraim, it means twin land.
Good. From the tribe of Manasseh, Gamaliel, son of Pedahsur.
Pedahsur. Pedahsur, my rock ransoms. He's talking about the Most High. Pedahsur, he's the ransomer, right?
Okay.
Gamaliel means rewarded of Yah. And Manasseh means causes to forget.
Okay. From Benjamin, Abibdan, son of Gideon.
Gideoni, my hewer. Gideoni, my hewer. That's like okay. a sculptor carving him out.
Okay.
Abidan is my father is judge. And Benyamin is son of my right hand.
Benyamin. From the tribe of Dan, Ahilazar, son of Amishaddai.
Amishaddai.
Okay.
Is, my people are with the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Ahiezer is my brother's helper.
Uh-huh.
Ahiezer.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan means judge.
Okay. Asher. From the tribe of Asher. Pazel, son of Okron.
Okron.
Okay.
Means troubled. Pagiel means event of, accident of Yah. Which means his parents wasn't planning for him, but the Most High gave him to them anyway. Pagiel.
Yeah. Okay.
Asher. That means happy.
Okay. From the tribe of God, Eliphaz, son of Deuel.
Deuel.
Mm-hmm.
Deuel. They
okay.
know. They know Yah.
Okay.
Eliasaph means the Most High has added, or my powers have added. And God means troop. He's a troop.
Truth. Truth.
Troop. Troop. Like troop. A trooper.
Oh, he's yeah. a trooper. Okay.
Paratrooper, trooper.
Okay. Naphtali, tribe of Naphtali, Ahar, son of Enan.
Enan, having eyes. Ahira, that means a bad brother. Naphtali, to wrestle.
Okay. All
they
right.
They say Ahira, they try to make the definition, my brother is evil.
Right.
Why would they name their son, my brother is evil?
Right.
Well, the way we talk, Akira. Aki means brother, and Ra means bad. That's a bad brother.
Hey, man, that reminds me of the movie Blackula. That's one bad dude, man. That's one strange dude. Not like that, y'all. Not like that. Thank you, Cartrell. So
yes.
Moses and Aaron took those men who were designated by name, and on the first day of the second month, they convoked the whole community who were registered by clans, by tribes of their ancestral houses. The names of those aged particulars, this census, aged 20 years and over, being listed head by head. As the Elohim had commanded, he recorded them in the wilderness of Sinai. They total as follows. The descendants of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house is listed by name, head by head. All males aged 20 years and over, who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled by the tribes of Reuben listed as 46,500. Of the descendants of Simeon, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral homes. By their enrollment, it listed by name, head by head, all males aged 20 years and over, all were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Simeon was 59,300. Of descendants of Gad, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled by the tribes of Gad, 45,650. Of the tribes of Yehuda, the registration of clans of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribes of Yehuda were 74,600. Of the descendants of Asher, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribes of Asher, 54,400. Of the descendants of Zebulun, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribes of Zebulun, 57,400. Of the tribe of the descendants of Joseph. Of the descendants of Ephraim, the registration of clans of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Ephraim, 40,500. Descendants of Manasseh, the registration of tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Manasseh, 32,200. Of the descendants of Benjamin, the registration of tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Benjamin, 35,400. Of the descendants of Dan, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Dan, 62,700. Of the tribe of Asher, the registration of tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Asher, 41,500. Of the descendants of Naphtali, the registration of the tribes of their ancestral house, as listed by name, aged 20 years and over, all who were able to bear arms. Those enrolled from the tribe of Naphtali, 53,400. These are the enrollments recorded by Moses and Aaron, and by the chieftains, the princes of Israel, who were 12 in numbers, as Cartrell alluded to and indicated. One man to each ancestral house. All the years, bear in mind this, brothers and sisters, because you're going to have this in mind as we further our study. The princes, 12 princes, who were 12 in numbers, one man to each ancestral house. All the Israelites, aged 20 in this particular census, not everybody, aged 20 years and over, enrolled by ancestral house. All those in Israel who were able to bear, we don't let everybody know our business. All who were enrolled came to 603,550. These arm-bearing men, aged 20 and over, who were able to bear arms. That does not include the whole tribe, a census. We don't let folks know all our business like everybody else do when they take their census. The Levites, however, were not recorded among them by their ancestral tribe. For the Elohim has spoken to Moses, saying, do not on any account enroll the tribe of Levite or take a census of them, with the Israelites. We don't supposed to take a census, including the Levites. And we don't supposed to take a census, including the whole nation. Only armed-bearing men from the age of 20 and up who can bear arms, and never the Levites. You should put the Levites in charge of the temple, of the tabernacle, all of its furnishing, and everything that pertains to it. They should carry the tabernacle and all its furnishing. They should tend it. They should camp around it, the tabernacle. When the tabernacle is set out, the Levites should take it down. When the tabernacle is pitched, the Levites shall set it up. Any outsider who encroaches shall be put to death. That ain't your spot. Stay in your lane. The Israelites shall encamp troop by troop, tribe by tribe, each man with his division, and each under his standard, his flag. The Levites, however, shall camp around the tabernacle of the covenant, that wrath may not strike the Israelite community. The Israelites shall stand guard around the tabernacle of the covenant. The Israelites did accordingly, just as the Elohim had commanded Moses, so they did. Following instructions is vital. See, you know what, brothers, let me expound upon this before I hand it off to Cartier for his commentary. See, if you don't understand the Almighty Yah, who he is, what he is, how he works, as Neely Fuller Jr. says, and I concur with him when he says something else, you're going to be totally confused about everything. You're going to think you can do whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, and whenever you want to do it, and you're going to think that's going to suffice. You're living in fool's paradise if you think such nonsense. If the Most High is particular, when our founding fathers, why would he be any less particular when he comes to us and specific in his instructions? Some of us are living in fool's paradise, Cartrell. You got the mic, brother. What's your commentary?
Yeah, and this ain't the beginning of the detailed instructions that Yah gives us. This is just an outline. This is a brief introduction of what the eventual pitch is supposed to look like. And Mosha is very meticulous and very detailed about what he wants. And we have to comply. You see, it says, and the children of Israel did according to all that Yah commanded Moses, so did they. Up until a point, they, you know, had to separate themselves. You just couldn't be wandering around the camp anywhere you wanted to go. And the young men couldn't just be, you know, at home in the tent, chilling, you know, doing nothing. If you're 20 years old, you're able to pick up arms, we have to defend the nation. Right?
They weren't in the tent playing computer games.
They wasn't playing basketball. They wasn't playing
hockey. Trying to run mother's house, trying to run daddy's house. Right. Look at us now, Contra. We are hot mess, ain't we?
Well, it's a good thing that they threw out the draft. But this is basically the draft for the nation of Israel to protect our people while we were in the wilderness against hostile nations. Like we told Jerry, the first law of life is self-preservation. So the Most I knew that y'all got to get organized, be marching forward. We're going to run into hostile territory and deal with hostile nations, but we have to be prepared before we move forward.
So, exactly.
We don't do that now. Maybe our young men in our streets would be more disciplined if we disciplined our young men from 20 years old and upward. We take them out from your mama's house. You ain't up in your mama's house no more. You dealing with Ahira, that bad brother.
Right. And he ain't playing.
No, they ain't playing.
You ain't going to be sitting in your mama's tent trying to run your mama's tent.
He's dealing with Gamaliel.
He coming in with
Ahira.
He coming in with a couple of troops and they gonna trump you. I mean, no pun intended. Run your mama's house.
I ain't gonna do none of that.
Mm-mm.
But we had to protect the Levites, and we had to protect the tabernacle, which was in the center of the camp. So we covered all four sides, east, north and south.
Exactly.
Every child had a corner to hold down, right? 20 years old enough.
And you had to hold it down.
Yep, and training, trust me. You had to get some military training. You ain't just holding a weapon.
No.
Bringing forth a weapon to war. No, you have to know how to use that joint.
Right.
How you use that bow and arrow. How you use that spear. How do you use that sword? So you
and how do you and how to not go by your emotions and your feelings? You had to follow orders, and you had to follow those orders to the letter, because the nation was at risk. So you didn't just do whatever. Oh, Willie, I want to be the I want to be the head trooper in charge. I'm just run out there and do whatever I want, however I want it, and they gonna give me a medal. No, we don't get no medals.
why did Sister May choose me?
Yeah, we didn't do that. You just followed orders. You heard. You have to follow orders. Me, Contrail, Aviar, Jerry, anybody else, if we were in that time, it wasn't no one man show, one woman show. You had to work together like a big machinery. Every car, every corner doing this job. Do your job. That's all the Most High asks you. Do your job. You ain't got to do nothing extra. Just do your job. And unfortunately, we've lost that. And look at us now. Look at us now. Take a bird's eye view as I speak, universally speaking. Throughout the nation that we're captives. Look at us. Ain't following orders. Want to do your own thing at the risk of your own people. Look at what we've been reduced to. What a shame what we've fallen from. And that's why it's imperative that you mend this relationship with Yah. You broke it. You dropped the ball. That's why the universe like it is now. You are the moral compass of the universe. The universe should have looked to you. But what did you do? You challenged the Most High. You were hostile toward the Most High. You want to be like other nations. You always wanted something. You were never satisfied with anything. Look at what we've been reduced to, Contrail.
Look at what we don't even know our ancestral, what do you say? Ancestral what?
Our ancestral houses.
Do you know your ancestral house?
I wish
how
I
many
did.
Of them were from the same ancestral house?
You and I could be from the same ancestral house. Abby and I, Jerry and I could be from the same. We don't even know.
They knew.
Right. They knew.
Is that a beautiful thing that they knew?
To know who you are, you should be doing. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing to know your roots. But they tell you in the so-called New Testament, oh, don't worry about no roots. You don't need to worry about no roots. Just forget it. But they know theirs. They know their ancestral house. The Frenchman
knows. So does everybody else on the planet.
Right. The Irishman know his ancestral house. The German know his ancestral house. But they tell you, don't you worry about that. Don't be bothered by all that.
It don't matter. You blue, black, green, white. We all brothers. We all human. We bleed red blood. But you still call yourself Irish. He calls himself Italian. And he calls himself Chinese. You calling me black.
Because you don't know your ancestral house. But don't you worry about none of that. Leave that to us.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. Keep on believing the lie. All right, let's move along. I've caught you through with this commentary. I certainly am for the moment. Second, thank you, Gautreau. The second chapter. The Elohim spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, the Israelites shall camp each with his standard, his flag, under the banner of their ancestral house, which we, one of these days, they shall camp around the tent of the tabernacle at a distance, camped on the front, on the east side. The Most High put you there, and you need to be in position and follow instructions. Camp on the front, on the eighth side, the standards of division, Yehuda, troop by troop. the chiefs of the Yehudites, the princes, the prince, Nershon, son of Amminadab, his troop is enrolled 74,600. Camp next to him, the tribe of Yehudites, the tribe of Issachar, the prince of the Issacharites, Nathan, son of Zuar, his troop enrolled at 54,400. Next to him, the tribe of Zebulun, the chieftain of the Zebulunites, Eliab, son of Elon, his troop enrolled 57,400. The total enrollment in the division of Judah, 186,400 for all troops. These shall march first. See, look at this. Now look at this. You see, y'all missing something here. Let me break it down for you like you 4 years old. Each tribe had a prince. Told you the total enrollment in the tribe. But the tribe wouldn't call by a mismatch of different names. That division was called by Judah. Didn't nobody question, oh man, why? Come on now. You wrong for that. We the tribe of Issachar. How come it can't be named the division of Issachar? Oh, come on now. How come it couldn't be named the Zebulunites? Come on now. I think that's a better, because see, we followed the instructions once upon a time. It didn't matter what the name was. The Most High called the name of the division. That's what's wrong with some of us now, Cottrell. Everybody wants a name. Don't nobody want to do what Yah says. Don't nobody want to do what the Almighty says. We want to be a namesake. I'm something special. See, we didn't have that concept. Unfortunately, we adopted it. But once upon a time, we didn't have that concept. And we worked together. Unfortunately, we are a hodgepodge, a mismatch, a smorgasbord of a whole lot of nonsense, and don't know how to follow instructions, and don't know how to follow orders, and simply want to be the chief nigger in charge. You want me to repeat that? Don't know how to follow instructions, don't know how to humble themselves and follow order, simply want to be the chief nigger in charge. And that's what we are. That's what they call us, and that's what we are, because truth be told, that's what some of us act like. Because we don't know our house. We don't know our heritage. We don't know our lineage. We don't know how to follow orders. And we certainly don't know how to humble ourselves. Keep it real. That's why it's called real talk. On the
That's
south.
Why they call us.
Go ahead, Country. I'm sorry, my brother.
That's why they call us the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We the lost sheep.
And we certainly that, Country. We certainly
but
that.
But there's a pattern, like you said. We have four corners. We started with the east side now. You see a pattern starting to develop. East side, west side, north side, south side. You know that's coming. So
yeah,
Judah.
You know how we say east side, west side, south side, north side.
Judah.
But we,
has
that's all
two
we
tribes
know.
Under him.
Cottrell, that's all we do know how to do, call the side. But once we get to the side, we don't know what to do when we get to that side. We're doing all the wrong things. We're good at calling out our side. I mean, that we didn't forget that, though. On the south side, the standards of division of Reuben, troop by troop. The prince of the Reubenites, Elishar, son of Zadua. His troops enrolled 46,500. Camping next to the tribe of Simeon. The prince of the Simeonites, Jelumiel, son of Zerista, his troop as enrolled 59,300. The tribe of Gad, the prince of the Gadites, Elisaph, I know Kadri is going to kill me about this pronunciation, but I'm going to be all right. The son of Reuel, his troop as enrolled 45,650. The total enrollment in the division of Reuben, 151,405. For all troops, these marched second. They followed instructions. They were put into the divisions, and they followed instructions. Then midway between the divisions, the tent of the tabernacle, the division of Levites moved. They moved in the middle. You had two divisions in the front. You had the Levites protected in the middle. You had two divisions in the back. As they camped, they marched each in position, so one nobody did anything helter-skelter. On the west side, the standards of division of Ephraim, troop by troop, chieftain, the prince of the Ephraimites, Elishama, son of Ephu, his troops, and enrolled 40,500. Next to it, the tribe of Manasseh, the prince of the Manassehites, Gamaliel, son of Padusa, his troop, as enrolled, 32,200. Tribe of the Benjamites, the prince of the Benjamites, Abdan, son of Gideon, knight, his troop, as enrolled, 35,400. The total enrollment in the division of Ephraim, everybody knowing his place and humbling himself, 108,100 for all troops. Shemaj 3rd. The Most High has given specification, codification. You ain't got to figure nothing out. The only thing you had to do is be humble and follow instruction. It's just that simple. The same thing applied then applies today. Be humble, follow instruction. You ain't got to add to nothing or take nothing away from it. You ain't got to switch places. You ain't got to do nothing. On the north, the standard of division of Dan, troop by troop, the prince of the Danites, Ahizah, son of Amishaddai, his troop as enrolled, 62,700. Camping next to it, the tribe of Asher, the chief of the prince of the Asherites, Pelgah, son of Ochran, his troops, as enrolled, 41,500. Tribe of the Naphtalites. The prince of the Naphtalites, Ahara, one bad dude, son of Enan. His troop, as enrolled, 53,400. The total enrollment in the division of Dan, 157,600. These shall march last by their standards, their flags. These are the enrollments of the Israelites by ancestral house. The total enrollment in the divisions, four divisions, for all troops, 603,550. The Levites, however, were not recorded among the Israelites, as the Elohim had commanded Moses. The Israelites did accordingly. They were humble. They followed instruction. Just as the Elohim had commanded Moses, so they camped by their standards, their flags. And so they marched by their standards and their flag, each with his tribe according to his ancestral house. Ooh, that's deep. That's deep, Cartier. I love this. That's why I love this study, Cartier. Fellow student, man, this is so wonderful. It is so wonderful, my brothers and sisters, to know what you are about, to know what you should be doing, and to know when you should be doing it, and not have to figure out much. Just do the right thing. Do your job. That's the only thing you got to do. Just do your job. Your commander in chief tells you when to go, how to go, where to go, where to be. That's a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, because we are so stiff-necked and stubborn, and we can see it as we speak. That was too much like right, as we said in the hood. That's too much like right. We want to be something special. We want to be like other nations. We want to follow their gods. We don't need you, Yah. Although you took us from the land of the Mizraim, we don't need you. We something special. And my Cartier and fellow students, that mindset hadn't changed too much for some of us. Unfortunately, we don't like to follow orders. We don't like to be what we're supposed to be. And we don't like to humble ourselves. and we think we're something special. But we always said what side we're from. West side, south side, east side. But that's the only thing we seem to remember. The details and particularities, we seem to lost that. Other than what side we should be on. And my, we're on those sides. And if we're on those sides, we're doing all the wrong things on those sides. Country of my brother and friend, you got the mic.
Well, we could see that Yah was very orderly in ordering the nation. When you look at the order that he put forth, where he told us that we have four sides. Judah was head of one, Reuben's head of the other, Ephraim's head of the other, and Dan is head of the other. East, west, east, south, west, and north. That's how they move. And I'm sure you can relate to that as an ex-military man, how they were moving strategically. First, Judah moved out. His brother Reuben moved out. And you can see that the tribes, how they align, they're related. Judah is related to Issachar and Zeb. Reuben, Simeon, they brothers. They didn't put Levi because it was in Reuben, Simeon, Levi together, but the Levites are in the middle. So they substitute Levi with Gad. Then they went to the west side. The west side is the sons of Rachel, right? You got Ephraim,
right.
Manasseh, and Benjamin. They
right.
brothers. All
right.
brothers on the west
right.
side. Then on the north side, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali, they all got the same mother.
Right.
Right, so ancestral, yeah, ancestral what?
Your ancestral houses.
Your ancestral house. All these houses are related. Tribe by tribe, and the tribes interconnected with each other. So you see this big family bond that Yah created with the nation of Israel.
Right.
And all of us are protecting the Levites.
And see, and if you're wondering how so many different nations come out of us, look at the tribe and the mothers and whatnot. I mean, that should give you some idea. All of us didn't look the same, but we were family, we were connected, but all of us didn't look the same. You got to look at the tribes and their ancestral house, their mothers. So all of us didn't look the same, but we should worship the same, and we should follow orders the same. So if everybody's well, how come all of them don't look like the tribe of Yehuda? Why all of them didn't look like the tribe of the Naphtalites? Because we had different lineages, different mothers. And so the outcome would be quite different. I mean, and it should be. Common sense would tell you that. All of us didn't look the same. We didn't have races back then. We had ancestral houses, which resulted into a nation until the universal white race supremacists came along and said, well, no, we're going to have races and we're going to be at the top of it. Oh, it's true. Go ahead, Kondria.
This is not Judaism. It's more than just Judah.
Exactly.
Because Judah can cover the east side, south side, west side, and north side by himself.
Exactly.
So I wonder, when Jewish people read this chapter, what goes on in their mind? Because every tribe had a prince, and he was responsible for that tribe.
Right.
And they had to move according to their tribe.
Right.
And they had to move, Judah moved first, and then Issachar and Zebulun. And then the tribe of Reuben, Simeon, and Gad had to move. After these six tribes moved, then the Levites moved right behind them.
Right.
Then came the west side, and then finally the north side, which was holding up the rear.
Right.
Like, wow. You can't really picture it in your mind because they didn't really show it in the Ten Commandments. But if you think about it, that's well organized.
Well organized. Well,
that order of chaos and people stumbling mm-hmm. and tripping over each other, you know, and Mr. Chaos, they had an order while they was in the wilderness. So
exactly.
It's like they move not based on what they thought or how they strategized or what they thought. No, they were following the specific strategy of the Most High King of the universe. They could do it. Guess what? We could do it too.
Only thing you have to do is humble yourself and follow orders.
Just that simple. It ain't hard. We make everything hard, Scott Trim.
Can you imagine? Can you superimpose yourself in those times? Can you imagine yourself living back then?
You know, Scott Trim, it would have been
nice. How far away are we from that type of discipline that they had?
We don't. We're 180 degrees away.
And we talk about how bad they were, but they is light years ahead of us. We said, oh, we're gonna be better than our fathers. No, you're not. I'm looking. They did everything Moses told them to do up until a certain point, and
right.
they did things we're not doing now, which is simple for us to do. They did the simple things when it came to like real pressure situations. They went back to their old ways. We
exactly.
talking about, you know, we could do better than them, but it's going
right.
to take a miracle from us.
Truth be told, Contreras, you said the key word is going to take a miracle with us. Man, and a lot of people think, Contreras, unfortunately, the Democrats are going to get us out of this situation. The Republicans going to get us out of this situation. Ain't nobody going to get us out of this situation, nothing but the Commander-in-Chief. You better believe it. And you better bet your last bottom dollar on it. We're going to never be like that until the Most High takes charge, until we submit ourselves to the Most High and follow instructions. We're not going to ever be like that. As long as we got brothers and sisters who want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and tell the Most High to jump and lack it, we're going to be a hot mess to continue to be one. Okay?
Well, the Most High is merciful. He's given us opportunity. Can't say that he was an angry God, because he could have got angry a long time ago and made judgment a long time ago. But he's given people opportunity to change their ways before the final hammer comes down. And when that final hammer comes down, just like in the days of Noah, you was lollygagging. You didn't help Noah build the ark. When the Most High shut that door, guess what? You wasn't getting in. You missed
and you were trying to get in.
It was too late. Huh?
Yeah, and you weren't trying to get in. You weren't trying to humble yourself. You weren't trying to follow orders. You want to be something special. You want to be the bell of the ball. You're not the bell of the ball. Yom Suth is not the bell of the ball. Cartrell is not the bell of the ball. The bell of the ball is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. As long as you submit and humble yourself to him, you're going to be better off instead of trying to be something special, trying to be some namesake, trying to call yourself a name that you're subscribing to yourself, not understanding the concept of what this is all about, the codes and the codification, what it's all about. Moses and Aaron didn't pick those princesses. They were pricked by Yah. And everybody followed instructions. They didn't question what position they were in. Well, I got to be over here with this truth. Well, I can't be over there. I like that little girl over there in the tribe of Asher, because that ain't your truth. Get over there where you're supposed to be. Well, I don't like them. I don't like my truth. You know, some of them think they better than me. He stepped on my sandals. I got a flag. I ain't flying that flag. I got a flag in my pocket. I don't own a street on the block, but I say I run it. Come on, man. We need to stop it. We're silly, as Neely Fuller Jr. says. We're silly about serious things. Things that we should be serious about. We're serious about silly. Oh, Cottrell and that jumpsuit. Man, we ain't got no time for that old time and stuff. We got it going on, although we killing each other by a head bushel, and our enemies kill us whenever they get ready. We ain't got much of anything. We got to beg for everything. But Yum Soup and that Cartier, what the hell are they talking about? They just old fool. They don't know what they're talking about. We got it going on. We ain't got much of nothing, but we got it going on. Let's keep on doing what we're doing, expecting different results. Let's keep on voting for the Democrats. Let's keep on voting for the Republicans. Sooner or later, they're going to figure out we love more than we love ourselves. But then let's keep on doing it. 401, 2 years counting, maybe they'll figure it out. No, you need to figure something out. They don't need to figure out anything. You need to figure something out. Go ahead, Cartrell.
I know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You work with the Red Cross, right?
Yeah, well, brother, I certainly do.
Do they be calling on the Republicans and Democrats when they be in tragedies, or they be calling on the Most High?
I don't know who they don't call, but they don't call on the Republicans and Democrats. Most time I go to folk, they be calling on the Almighty. Somebody help me. Thank you for helping me, Mr. coming out, bring me this today. They didn't be calling for no Democrats and Republicans. When I come out there and bring some assistance, they said, thank the Lord. Now, I don't know what Lord they're talking about, but they said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I come out
they
and bring.
Say Democrats bless you or Republicans bless you?
No,
they, God bless
you? They said, thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mr., for coming out and everything, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, you know, because we really appreciate what you do. I said, well, look, I do it because I love you, man, and somebody got to do it. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. Somebody got to show us some love. If we don't show us no love, who going to show us some love? I said, that's the one reason why I'm doing this, because I want to show us some love. And but they only said, let me call Trump. Did Trump send you out? No, they don't. They said, did Joe Biden send you out? They don't say none of that contrary. That's a good point you made.
So you depending on your salvation and your help coming from these Democrats and Republicans and this democratic system, which is the fourth kingdom that we read about, that's the end of the kingdom. You depended on them. While there's no trouble, but as soon as trouble comes, you switch your alliance and start calling on God.
You better start calling on them now. That's my advice to you. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I said this at the beginning of this study session. What Trump and his cohorts, these Republicans, are showing that they are the canaries in the mine. They are the canaries in universal white race supremacy. They are canaries in this daughter of Babylon. And what they're showing you, the mine is poison. You better get out. That's what they're showing you. But see, you're in denial. You're delusional. You think things are going to get better just by a simpler party. A party is going to change these people thinking, change the hearts and minds of the people of this nation, this so-called nation, and this universe. A party ain't going to change nothing.
You know that Germany had a democratic government? And Hitler came out of it?
Exactly. A party ain't going to change anything.
In your mind, you think that these people can be like the people that Hitler produced.
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, they've been that way. Hold on. No, country. These people in America have been that way for the longest. They've been killing us, mistreating us, lynching us, raping us, robbing us, bombing us for the longest. What you mean they can't be like that? They already been like that. They've been a refined version of the Germans, but they've always been that way. Now they're coming off their refinery and they're getting right to their basic, who they really are and what they're really about.
So was the Jews asking Hitler for civil rights, equal rights, Jews' life matter?
No, they were trying to get up out of there.
There you go.
They were trying to catch a train, trying to get up out of there.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're wiser than we are.
Get on a plane, get on a bus, walk through the field, hike through the jungle. They were trying to do anything to get up out of Germany.
Hide in the attic,
everything. Hide under the attic. They were trying to hell to get the hell out of Harlem because they recognized the situation for what it was. They recognized that Hitler was in his cohorts at that time with the canary in the mine. But we don't seem to recognize that simply because a namesake, a false concept, a namesake that this is America. That
the land.
Right. The land that they drew these false lines is supposed to constitute a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of disposition. You can draw all the lines you want anywhere. You can write all the constitution you want them. You can write all the laws you want them. They got warehouses of them. But their innate nature isn't going to change, hadn't changed in the 402 years that we've been here. So why do you expect for them to change the just give them 40 more years. They're going to change. I'm soon they're going to change. Man, is you crazy? Sister, is you crazy?
It's getting better, man. It's getting better. We had a black president, bro.
What that mean? What that mean, country? That ain't nothing changed. Did anything change? Oh, yes. Yeah, it did change, country. the gay movement got a toe in. And they let you lead the parades. But other than that, ain't much change.
The prison industrial system got fatter and richer.
Exactly. See, people, you got to look at the facts. Face the facts. Just face the facts. All right, Cottrell. We've done with that study session. If you're done with it, I'm done with it. And we're looking for another study session in the Book of Psalms. And my brother and my dear friend, we're all ears.
Yes. And that chapter highlights the fact that this is not religion. This is about the constitution of a nation and a people. Yeah. Ancestral roots and houses that they belong to and come from. And it's not just one tribe. It's 13. But not saying Ephraim, half tribes. 13 tribes. Right? Because the 12 tribes, three on each side is 12. Then you had the one tribe in the middle. So Jacob blessed Ephraim and Manasseh to be tribes of their own. So there's actually 13. And the Jewish people are only accounting for one. So where's the rest?
Exactly.
So we're about to read the 118th Psalm. And I know you're speaking about the 119th Psalm, because that's pretty extensive.
Yeah, it's a pretty long one, my brother, a pretty long one.
What I'll do is read increments of 40 verses each night of the 119th Psalm.
Okay.
So it may cover 3 nights.
I'd never tell a grown man how to run his business, and I know you're quite capable. You're humble before Yah, and so I don't need to have to second-guess you or micromanage you, my brother. Handle your business.
Nah. I'm trying to figure it out because he could run right through it. I mean,
no, please, please, no. I think you'll be, you know, take your time, God. I think what you said, do it incrementally. Don't run through it. Take your time. You know how you put food in your mouth, and sometimes before you chew it, you should let it go around your taste buds. Let's do the 40 verses and let it go around the taste buds, so they can get the good, get the best out of it.
Okay, because it's really spiritual antidote.
Exactly.
We deficient spiritually, like you got vitamin deficiency. We spiritually deficient, and the 119th Psalm gives us some vitality spiritually.
True be told.
Tonight is 118. Give thanks and praise to Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, because his mercies endure forever. Can we testify to that? Ain't that true? Yah could have ripped the earth up a long time ago, couldn't he?
Sure, you could.
But he's letting it go on until, you know, we get it right. Let Israel now say, what? That his mercies endure forever. Not just for a little bit. For how long? Yah is merciful forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercies endure forever. Let them now that fear Yah say that his mercies endure forever. I called upon Yah in distress. When you supposed to call upon Yah? We were just talking about it, right? People call Yah in their tragedies, and they ain't calling the Republican Party or Democratic Party to help them. People call on Yah in their distress. And what happens? Yah answered me and set me in a large place. He took you out of that crisis. Yah is on my side. How many of us could say that? It was a record. Remember the main ingredient up?
What's that, Cottrell?
Remember main ingredient? God is on our side?
Yeah. I love me some main ingredients, man. I mean, working with Yah is just like the main ingredient. He the main ingredient.
That's right. We're not stones rolling down a mountainside. We got strength. We got hope. Because what? Yah's on our side. Yah's on our side.
That's what Lil Gregory said. Ain't no Jesus in Yah. Yah's on our side.
Yah's on our side.
Yeah.
And because Yah's on our side, Yah's my friend, Yah's my high tower, Yah's my strength, guess what? I will not fear. What can man do to me? He ain't shoot me with that vaccine, that's for sure.
You better believe it.
Yah taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. So wait on Yah. Yah gonna turn the situation in our favor. And those people that hate us, they're gonna hate themselves for hating us. It is better to trust in Yah than put confidence in men, even in a pandemic. It is better to trust in Yah than put confidence in princes, even in a pandemic. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of Yah, I will destroy them. That's all you need. All you need is Yah. Nations can't do nothing to you. They could pass me about. Yay, they could pass me about. But in the name of Yah, I will destroy them. How you going to do it? With your name or your teacher's name? Or how you going to beat back your enemies? How you going to beat back the wicked? With some false god? Thou hast thrust sword at me that I might fall. Yes, they continue to thrust sword at us, Yah, that we should fall, that the name of Israel shall be no more. But Yah helped us. Yah has helped us. That's why we're on this blog talk, Real Talk for Real People show in 2021. Yah is our strength and song and has become my salvation. Where your salvation coming from? You waiting for somebody other than Yah for your salvation? That's what I want to know. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. So you can't throw your sins on somebody to do anything you want to do and not walk the path of Yah and receive salvation. I don't know what they taught you in Christianity, but this right here has nothing to do with Christianity. Salvation comes from Yah, out of the tabernacles of the righteous, which means everybody don't have a chance. Because if you ain't walking righteously, that means you ain't getting salvation. The right hand of Yah doeth valiantly. The right hand of Yah is exalted. Yeah, he raised his hand against Pharaoh and smacked him down. He said he broke his arm. Pharaoh ain't know what hit him. The right hand of Yah doeth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of Yah. Yah hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. That's the cry of Yisrael. Yes, we've been chastened sore, but we have not yet been given over to death, and we never will. As much as our enemies try to kill us and annihilate us and commit genocide on us. Open to me the gates of righteousness, not the gates of heaven, the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, praise Yah. How about you? The gate of Yah into which the righteous shall enter. It's not in heaven, it's right here on earth. And Most High said, north, south, east, and west, the gates of the temple. That's what he's talking about. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me. Does Yah hear you? Are you calling out to Yah? And I become my salvation. That's the only one I call. Yah, he hears me, has become my salvation. In all my stress and all my distress and all my trials and tribulation and all my troubles, future troubles, past troubles, Yah is my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Now, what stone is this? Guess what stone is this? This is Yah's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yah. Save, Yah, I beseech thee. Send prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yah. We have blessed you out of the house of Yah. Elohim is Yah, which he has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art our Elohim, and I will praise thee. Thou art our Elohim, and we shall exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, for his mercies endure, even in this generation and forever. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Katria. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, fellow students, and learn how to follow instructions. Katria, what's your commentary, my brother?
There's always a way for Yah people. And we just have to follow these paths. And like you said, follow instructions, learn what the instructions are, and look in the mirror and change. Because reading them on paper and understanding them, but you have to make that change in your heart. It's really in your heart and in your deeds and your actions. So whatever path you're on, whatever other name you've been calling on for salvation, the Most High is showing you that it's only Him that will give you salvation. And it's our people that need to be reconnected with their ancestral houses so that Yah will connect back with us. Because it's so beautiful to have that kind of confidence in Yah. He said it's better to trust in Yah to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in Yah to put confidence in princes. So we have a lot of people walking around with titles, egotistical, but it's better to trust Yah than anything else. Don't even trust me. Don't even trust Yamsu. Guess what? Study for yourself.
Do that. Make that change.
I know God is on my side.
Yeah.
I got strength. I ain't fearing nothing in the universe. Nothing in the universe do I fear, because Yah covers it all.
You and me both, Kajal. Only thing I fear is the God of Abraham, Isaac. I am terrified of Him.
Absolutely. You don't
want
to slip up with Him.
Men come and go, but I am terrified of the Most High, as you should be. You should be so terrified you need to follow Him to the letter as we do, and humble yourself and follow instructions. That's what we're getting at. Look here, our brothers and sisters. We hope you enjoyed this study session, because therein lies your antidote and solution. Not leaning to your own understanding, not doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, that is not going to suffice. That's not going to ring a bell. That's not going to solve any of your problems. Who will and what will solve your problem is the Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And follow
His... I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, Cartrell.
That our ancient ancestors didn't have foreign leaders. It came from themselves, each other, and they put the authority in their own people. You from my tribe, you the head of my tribe, you my leader.
That's
and
beautiful.
That's
Now that's real. That's beautiful. Your own leading your own, not voting for somebody else to take leadership. Solve my problems. No, ain't nobody going to solve no problem for you but your own kind. Your own kind is following the Most High. So only one going to solve your problems. Following the Most High's instructions and being humble in doing so. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students, for sharing and studying along with us. We don't know where you're going, Cartrell and I, but we know this. You better express yourself. You better express yourself in your activities. You better express yourself in your belief. You better express yourself in your humility. But we're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps so you can stop leaning to your own understanding. Because believe you me, take an ex-fool's advice. The only thing that get you by following your own instructions is a whole lot more confusion. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom, and have a good night.
You got to express. So the hard road travel is where you ride. Along the way, the truth you find. There are many, many, many ways that you could go. Which way is right, only you can know. Oh, just remember all you've achieved. Wake up and read. Ignite your dream. Connect to your